Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Zeoli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Zeoli listener.
The Rich Zeoli Show.
Let me tell you something. I feel so bad for these residents of South Philadelphia. It is outrageous that they're getting this injection site shoved in their faces like this without even so much as the courtesy of a hearing. It's outrageous. It's unacceptable. Unacceptable. You can't just turn around to a neighborhood and go, you're getting a safe injection site. A highly controversial issue like that, whether it saves lives or not, is not the point. The residents of that neighborhood get a say. That's how it's supposed to work. It doesn't matter whether it's, by the way, whether it's a safe injection site or it's a casino. They're supposed to get a say. You have hearings on these matters. The local residents get input. It's exactly the basis of self-governance that I'm talking about here. And that's the theme of the show today. We're supposed to be in charge. We're not in charge. Between secret courts and between the government shoving things like safe injection sites down our throats, we have no say anymore. It's ridiculous. You want to know why Trump won? Because Trump said, I'm going to fight back on this nonsense. And he does. And people know it. And they see it. They do. They see it. What happened here, okay, with this safe injection site, whether you agree with the policy or not, you can't just tell a neighborhood you're getting it. Tough noogies, and you're getting it in a week. It's ridiculous. They wouldn't do that with, if there was going to be, say, an Amazon manufacturing facility opening up next week, they'd give them more than a week's notice to talk about it, would they not? Why is the safe injection site different? Just think about that. Leave a safe injection site out of it for a second. Just ask yourself a question. If it was going to be an Amazon distribution facility and employ 3,000 people, would the residents of Broad and Passyunk get a say? Would they be able to have a hearing on it? Would they be able to talk about it? Damn right they would, right? And in the case of New York City, AOC would chase them out of town. Chase them out of town. Lose all those jobs. It's what she did, you know, in her district with Amazon, the Amazon facility. Oh, I should mention, too, if they do redistrict, and they will, and New York's going to lose a seat in the House of Representatives, I believe, her seat's gone. They hate her. So they're going to get her out. They're going to just take her district. Goodbye. Cuomo will do that. You mark my words. You'll see. She's a pain in the ass, and they're going to get rid of her. You mark my words. Now, let's understand here. I think what's really key about this safe injection site, as a local resident said it, and she said it better than I could. She was furious, yelling at Ed Rendell. Rendell's got some nerve. You know, I like Ed personally, but, you know, I disagree with him on a million things. This is one of them. He has no right to come into a neighborhood that's not his neighborhood and say, you're getting this. Put it in your neighborhood, Ed. Put it next to your house. The people in this neighborhood have a right to be furious. You know why? Because a safe injection site could potentially devastate their home values. Devastate their home values. The businesses should be upset. It could devastate their values, too. You could turn that entire area into a wasteland. Or you could turn it into an oasis. I don't know. You know how you figure it out? A public hearing. That's how. Yesterday was not a public hearing. What happened yesterday was Governor Ed Rendell and a bunch of people told a neighborhood in Philadelphia, you're getting this. Like it or not, you're getting it. If you don't like it, too bad. That's what happened yesterday. And this woman who spoke yesterday at the hearing, she was great. And I think she represents a lot of what's going on. Greg, what's her name?
I actually don't.
All right, can we get that, please? Let's take
Angry Mama Bear.
Angry Mama Bear, yes.
She was awesome, and Ed Rendell had this look on his face like, ruh-roh.
Yeah, Ed Rendell didn't know exactly what to say at that moment.
He looked like a puppy whose tail just gets stepped on. This woman was awesome, and it went viral.
Cut six.
To us, you don't come to our meetings. When we had a meeting about crime, where were you to tell us about what was going on? You were all silent. You were all silent, and you were silent because you snuck it in. You blindsided us. So tell everybody in South Philly, generations of families who don't leave, who have college degrees, who sit there and stay in their community, who raise our children there, because for you, that's the street you go down when you go to an Eagles game and a Sixers game. You don't sit there and live in that community. You don't walk on date night like my husband and I do to pass Shunk Avenue. You don't take your kids to the daycare like I do. And what about the mothers who have to sit there and walk by stuff? Over the bags to take their kids into the daycare. Are you going to clean our outside? I don't care about inside. I care about needles outside. I care about bags outside. I care about what my children have to see at 6 and 10 years old that I have to explain hardened drug addiction. This is unacceptable, and you were a sneak about it. Look at us when we tell you, Mr. Rendell, you were a sneak. I will not call you governor because you are no longer governor. You're a sneak.
Now, she's 100% right, and I have to, you know, you got to understand this, too. A lot of local politicians, at least pretending that they're outraged, I don't know if they really are or not, but Laura McChrystal writing in the Inquirer today, in the Daily News, and Sean Collins Walsh, it has Kenny's blessing, others not so much. From a Democratic Socialist state representative to a federal prosecutor appointed by President Donald Trump, Philadelphia officials on Wednesday roundly criticized the plan supported by Mayor Jim Kenney to open the nation's first supervised injection site in South Philadelphia next week. City Council President Darrell Clark went so far as to say he opposes the opening of the safe injection site in Philadelphia, a position he had not previously taken. Even progressives open to using supervised injection as a tool to fight the city's crippling opioid addiction and overdose issues were critical of Safe House, the nonprofit formed to open the site. And they're critical of the city's handling of the announcement, which they did yesterday, a hastily organized announcement. I'm angry, said Councilmember Mark Squilla, a frequent Kenny ally whose district is just across Broad Street from the planned site. It seems like their whole motto is to open it first and explain it later, which is horrendous. The reaction from elected officials from across the political spectrum reflects the obstacles Mayor Kenny faces in his first term and his fight of the second term, which began last month. Now, I got to tell you, the idea now that you would just shove this down a neighborhood's throat. And it's Ed Rendell lives in Philadelphia. It could be his neighborhood if you wanted it to be, but it's not. Notice that? That's something right there. That's ridiculous. You don't even give these residents a hearing? It's outrageous. 855-839-1210. Mark is in South Philly. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
Good.
Good morning. My name is Mark. I'm a recovering addict, and I live in South Philly. And my main point is, every addict, I don't care what drug you're on, has the opportunity to get clean. You have meetings, NA meetings, Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. You also have hospitals that deal with mental health issues. I'm dual diagnosed, mental health and drug and alcohol issues. I've been in recovery. I've been in a recovery now for a long time. I'm clean and sober. And I'm just going to say this. If you go to these injection sites that are posed by the government is in letting you be enabled. It's going to continue to make you stay on drugs. These people have a commitment to get off of drugs, to get better. There's resources out there, and they don't want to use the resources. I talked to a lot of people. They're not ready yet. When are you going to be ready? Or are you going to wind up dead? We have a saying in the meetings. Jails, institutions are death. And if nothing changes, nothing changes. And something's got to change. I had my car robbed 6 times in 1 year because people were trying to break in to get money and stuff for drugs. I'm a recovering addict, and I got something to say for the mayor. Wise up. Because I got something to say to people in Philadelphia, too. Wise up. You get what you get. You deserve what you get. If you vote for Democrats, you get Democrats. Nothing changes. That's what I got to say.
Well, you're well said. And listen, brother, God bless you and your recovery, man. Good job.
Thank you.
And keep it up, all right?
All right. God bless.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it, pal. Sean is in Bensalem. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich. I think we should put these safe injection sites right next to Eddie's other legacy, the casino. That would be a perfect spot for them.
Put it in his neighborhood. Put it next to his house.
next to his casino. Because remember, we were going to get the casinos, and then the schools will be saved. The roads will be saved. All this money from the casinos will be saved. Well, it's his legacy. Put it right next to his sugar house.
All right. I think they got a new name now, by the way. Sean, thank you, bud, for the call. Appreciate it very much. I got questions, too. Here's my question. Ready? If I'm a dealer and I want to, because you can't, they're not going to provide you the heroin. So you got to show BYOH, bring your own heroin is a thing, right? So bring your own heroin. They'll give you the needle, but you have to bring the heroin. It's like bringing wine to a restaurant. They give you the glasses. Did you notice that, by the way? You ever do a BYOB? You ever go BYOB?
Yes.
They give you the glasses.
Right.
And the cork, but you got to bring the wine. Okay, so what do you do before you go to a BYOB restaurant?
You need to stop and get some wine.
Okay. Now, where do you go and get your wine?
Well, a lot of people go, oh, I forgot to get the wine, so you got to get it on your way.
Right.
Close to the place, right?
Right.
Close to where you're heading.
Now, what if that wine store was illegal and you went in there and bought wine? And the city of Philadelphia said, don't worry about it. You're allowed to buy the wine there because you can bring it to our BYOB restaurant. Don't worry about it. Imagine that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then would that encourage more or less people to sell illegal wine in that neighborhood?
Definitely more.
Because there's people who want to do what? Buy the wine, right?
Right. Supply and demand.
Supply and demand. So if I'm a heroin dealer, do I go to Kensington and deal it, or do I go to a block or even 10 feet from the safe injection site and deal it? I know people are coming there, want to buy my product.
Right.
They have to buy it. It's not going to be provided to them when they get inside.
Well, it's just like ticket scalpers. You go to a concert, you don't see ticket scalpers in front of the street where we work.
Right.
They go where the action is.
You go where the action is. So if I'm going to a safe injection site and I need to bring my own heroin, I get there and they go, where's your heroin? I go, I don't have any heroin. I'll go buy some. I'll be right back. I walk out the door. I go buy heroin. Is that drug dealer get in trouble?
They should.
But will they? Or will we have sanctuary for drug dealers in Philadelphia now? Within the safe injection zone.
Yeah. Now, if I'm a resident or a business person in South Philadelphia, I would just say, get cameras. Put all this stuff viral.
But are the Philadelphia police going to be allowed to arrest anybody outside of the safe injection area for either selling or buying? That's my question. Because this is an important question to understand. If I have to bring the heroin with me, then I have to purchase it or make it, right? And if I purchase it, then that's against the law. If somebody sells it to me, it's against the law. But how else am I going to bring that to the safe injection site?
Right. Well, you bring up an issue of like sanctuary. Now, it would be a sanctuary issue where Bill McSwain comes in.
Well, no, don't get ahead of it.
Right.
Sanctuary would be issued first by who? By the cops, right?
Right.
By the mayor.
Fault,
right, not their fault.
The city.
Mayor would say, turn around, do not arrest anybody who's, we would have like in, you know, the show, The Wire, where they had Hamsterdam? You basically would have a stretch of the city where drugs would be legal, right?
Yeah.
Now,
to
your point about Bill McSwain, the DEA doesn't have to listen to Kenny, and heroin is still classified as a number one bad drug on the federal level. So what happens then if that person who you're buying the heroin from happens to be a DEA agent? So now the question then becomes, if there's drug dealers coming to a neighborhood, there's also going to be who else coming to that neighborhood? People who want to arrest drug dealers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because supply and demand. You got a supply of drug dealers. You got agents who want to arrest drug dealers, so they show up too. So then the question then becomes, does this area become nothing more than essentially now the Wild West? And if I'm going to do heroin, do I want to be there buying my heroin, knowing that it's very likely I could be buying it from a DEA agent who's undercover? Or do I want to buy it somewhere else? And if I buy it somewhere else and I'm not near the safe injection site, then what happens? You see what I mean? All these questions that need to be asked. If the city doesn't provide the heroin, then what do you do? What do you do? So I say the city of Philadelphia should give out heroin. No? Why?
At least if the city did that, you know it would be clean, right?
Right.
I mean,
so the city of Philadelphia should provide the heroin.
By the way, I'm not advocating that because I think this whole thing is nuts. But I mean, if we're going down this road where, you know, it's going to be supervised safe injection sites, they might as well, you know, give out heroin that they've tested, right?
You got to give out. You got to give safe heroin out. You got to give the needles, the heroin, all of it. You got to give the whole package.
No, if I'm anybody federal, then I'm going to arrest the mayor and anybody else who has become a drug dealer.
So then if the city's giving out heroin, then the city leaders are going to get arrested.
Because they're drug dealers.
Correct.
And heroin is...
So now you're going to have a standoff at the OK Corral, right, and Broad and Pashunk.
And what happens when somebody injects heroin, they're out for an hour or two, they get up, they get in a car, and they drive somewhere, and they get in an accident or kill somebody.
Right.
What, like, when that first happens, then what's the remedy? Like, who can you sue? Can the
can't
first
sue government. You can't.
But they
can you sue a nonprofit?
They supplied them, right?
If the nonprofit
bars.
What's that?
People want to sue bars.
Right. They do. And this is ridiculous. If a bartender overserves you and you kill somebody, it's apparently now the bartender's fault. So not your fault for being drunk and driving. So I want to know then, to your point, Greg, if you then kill somebody because you're high and driving, then would it be the safe injection site's fault? The answer would be no. They would be covered by sovereign immunity. So you're not going to be able to sue them if they're operating with the city under the city's consent and the state's consent.
Oh, my God.
So... What? This is a mess. This is a total mess. And this is why you have to have hearings on these things. Where does Ed Rendell live? East Falls?
I believe so. He used
to. Is he still there?
I believe so.
Well, if he is, then it should be in East Falls. It should be wherever Ed Rendell lives.
No, don't say East Falls. That's over by me. That's close to Chestnut Hill.
I know, but it's...
Not in my backyard.
Right. So nobody wants it in their backyard,
no,
by the way, including Ed Rendell.
Right.
Maybe like Villanova. Maybe Villanova. I mean...
The Main Line?
Oh, yeah. The Main Line.
I'm just saying that they love...
Get ahead,
you know,
with that.
I'm sure they're
very... Woke.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.